case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, Riggs, you remember a couple weeks ago we talked about the YouTuber family, the mom and father who had an entire YouTube channel dedicated to taking care of their kids. They had four kids, and then they had adopted a son, Huxley, who was 4 years old. And Huxley had a lot of special needs. He was autistic, and they kept him, and they would go on YouTube and vlog about their experience with Huxley and trying to raise a child with special needs. Other moms and parents followed and loved watching them and felt it was relatable because they were struggling too. And then it came out that the parents decided to rehome their adopted child because it was too hard.
But remember,
and the internet went nuts.
But remember, during this time, they also had another baby on their own. Remember?
That pissed me off as well. See, you just triggered me, dude. I forgot that the baby was born in the middle of all this. Yeah, they had their fourth one in the middle.
So it's
they'd
not
already
like
had Huxley.
It's not like it was a family that couldn't conceive and couldn't have another baby and wanted to add to their family. But no, it wasn't anything like that at all. They were just touting him around like a handbag.
Yeah, and they're making money off of all their videos because they're becoming YouTube stars and people are looking up to them. So they rehomed their child and the internet went nuts. This happened if you missed it a couple weeks ago. And we just kind of were like, who the hell gives a kid back? This isn't really the way it works, even if it is tough, because if you had had your birth child, would you have rehomed it because it was too much? No, I don't think people don't get it.
Do you keep the receipt for that baby?
Right. It's ridiculous. So they came out and now they're playing defense again. Now they're back with new videos saying they can't wait till they can tell the whole story. And maybe there's something we don't know. But again, I think back to, if it was my birth child and something horrible happened, I would still have to keep them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't. I don't. I would love to hear what they claim their side of the story is. They also said that they're not being investigated by anyone because so many people called the police and Child Protective Services. Like, how did this kid get this house?
Who would investigate that, though? Because I don't think they're breaking a law. It's just a jacked
well,
up,
they
you
were
know?
Worried about the environment of what kid, what is the environment really like then?
Yeah.
So the police said, well, we got complaints. We looked into it. We've got nothing. Like, the kid's rehomed. I mean, what are you going to, I mean, I say it. They say it. So they're just crying and apologizing again, saying people don't really understand. And one day she can tell her story, and they weren't trying to profit off of the child, even though they got money for their videos. I mean, it's like, I don't even. She's like, I just wanted to bring home a child, and I wish I could help every child, and I was stupid. She said she was naive, which is duh.
Yeah.
We know that.
Right.
We know that, but come on. And you had the money to get if you're that famous on YouTube, you have the money for the resources, et cetera, which is what really gets me.
Yeah.
Really gets me for the people that don't have the money or the help for the resources.
Yeah. Or hire like a tutor or someone to help them along. Like,
Damn person in your house if you have to.
Here's how you work with a child with autism. Here are some tips and tricks because it can be challenging for any child that has
clearly to the point where they've unadopted a child. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Yes. Yeah.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I'm just going to let you embarrass yourself right here.
Oh, jeez.
You texted me about this last night and I went,
I texted you because I was so embarrassed. I go, Riggs, tomorrow on the air, I got to tell this story about me creeping on people on Instagram and accidentally liking a picture. You ready for this? I liked a picture from March 22nd of 2016, Riggs.
Oh, dude.
On
By the way,
accident.
If you've done this before, you can always chime in. 414-799-1037. Call or text that number.
Even if you unlike it real quick because you accidentally tapped it, creeping, even if you unlike it, they still get the notification.
Do they really?
Yes, it'll say, Allie Faith 1 liked your photo. So then this girl I'm going to tell you about will then go and I won't be there. It's just so obvious if you understand social.
I've done that before.
So that's the worst.
Then I unlike it.
Oh, no,
it.
They know.
Really?
They get a notification. And
then that sucks.
So there I was last night on Instagram, and Instagram is more let people follow you and you follow who you want to see.
Yeah.
So I was going through my feed trying to get some of these people out of my account that I'm following who aren't even active or just haven't posted forever because you're blocking up my feed. I need to see people I want to see and I'm getting annoyed. So I'm like, okay, I'll unfollow that person. They're clearly not doing much. That person. Oh, that person. Oh, I don't like, okay, screw that person. You know, so I'm unfollowing, right?
Yeah.
and to clear up my feed. And I see this. I'm just clicking on people and seeing, oh, when did they post last? I click on this one girl. And she had posted like recently and it was cute. And I was like, oh, she's super. Okay. Yeah. And then I scroll down to look at a couple pictures. And that's when I accidentally tapped out of nowhere.
Oh, dude.
The picture from March 22nd of 2016. Okay. I wrote it down to be exact. And it's a picture of her with her 2-year-old at the time. So think about this. The kid's now what?
Five now? Two at the time?
Two in 2016.
So six now? Oh, God. I'm
so
bad at math.
So a two-year-old. She's got a six-year-old. I'm liking the picture of a two-year-old, dude, in 2016. So listen, Leanne, if you're listening, because that's... I said, thank God this wasn't a dude.
I was just going to say.
Or like some chick of a dude. Like, could you imagine if it had been the wrong person? Uh-huh. Now, that being said, I was embarrassed because I guarantee she got up and went, why did Allie from Kiss like a picture from 2016? Randomly, she probably wondered that, which is a fair question.
Yeah.
But the answer is I was creeping on everybody in my feed, and that was how it happened.
I'm trying it on you right now.
I want to know how that works. It's happened to me though, where I have liked pictures of people I've been creeping on and been mortified. Like
I just liked and unliked one of your pictures from a year ago, and I want to know if it showed up because I'm really curious. I want to make sure. I want to because I don't think that it stays there. If it says Riggs Radio liked one of your pictures.
Oh, I don't have a notification that you like something. Okay, now like it again. Okay, like it again. Like something.
Okay.
Just like me, Riggs. Like me. Tap me.
No.
Tap my Instagram and let me see if I get
another. Tell me what to do.
Like that.
Did you get it? Did you get it? I did it again. It's like an old picture of one of your old, when you were bigger.
Did
like
you?
Way
oh,
longer.
Thank you. My fat picture. Thank you. Okay,
yeah.
Did you like it and unlike it or just like it?
Liked it and then I unliked it.
No, okay, just like it. Just like it right now. This is Instagram experiments. Like it. Go ahead. Give it the like and leave it.
All right. It was
and let me see if I...
It was a pic.
If I get it... Okay, now I have a notification. Now unlike it. Let me see if it goes away.
There, I just...
Unlike it.
A pic of you and Justin Timberlake from December of 2018.
It went away!
Did it?
It went away!
Oh,
damn it! I should have unliked it, and she wouldn't have been like,
yes.
Why did Allie like a picture from 2016?
Good.
That's just Instagram, though, people. Don't get cocky on Facebook. We don't know if that method works for Facebook yet. If you're creeping, be careful, people.
I'm glad we just did this test live on the radio, though. So if you deep creep, as long as you unlike it really quick, they don't get a notification.
And Leanne Cope, whoever you are, girlfriend, I'm following you and I'm sorry.
Oh, man. He was supposed to be at Summerfest last night. We were supposed to be talking about how awesome Justin Bieber was last night at Summerfest. But
you're making me sad.
Well, I'm making myself
but
sad, too.
But you do have a Summerfest koozie. I saw you over there.
They dropped off a whole bunch of those 2020 koozies here, and I'm so excited. I have one now.
You better save me one, dude.
I will save you one. I'll put it with your Amazon Echo Dot in my garage that you've yet to pick up.
I have a pile of things in Riggs' garage. Just no joke, people.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go there one day and get them whenever. I don't know when. Okay, so let's discuss.
The Democratic National Convention was supposed to be in Wisconsin. It still is going to be in Wisconsin. But they had scaled back now much more than it was going to be because they were anticipating some 50,000 people coming in. You know, people were putting their houses up on Airbnb for thousands of dollars a night.
It's
going to bring
a lot of money into the economy, no matter which side you're on. But then COVID. Oh, 2020. Aww.
So they announced yesterday that they will be moving the Democratic National Convention from the Fiserv Forum to the Wisconsin Center, which is a much smaller venue
for
people from Wisconsin. They're asking delegates from around the country not to travel to Milwaukee for the event. They're going to do it virtually. So everybody's going to be in their own home states, and they're going to find ways to have them at different landmarks around the state so it looks cool to anybody that's watching it. And it'll include just some programming like they normally do. I was just talking to you about this off the air. I don't understand why you need to have a convention because normally isn't it to
it's a rally. That's why both sides, it's a rally and it's publicity for, and that's why both sides do it. It's just a big rally to get everyone together and, build up excitement and build up people. I mean, the whole part of an election is trying to reach people to tell them why they should vote for you and reach out to them. So
it just seems like in this.
You have have to do
in the state that the country is now, you can do it virtually. So much stuff can be done virtually. The Republican
that would work if people didn't like all the attention they get at rallies.
That's true.
That doesn't work, Riggs.
Now, the Republican one was supposed to be in North Carolina, but they moved it to Jacksonville, Florida now. And there's uproar about that. Yeah.
Was it north or south? It was north. And the North Carolina governor said, you can't come here because of an outbreak,
right? It was going to be Charlotte, North Carolina. He wanted to have it there. They said no. So they moved it to Jacksonville. And now Jacksonville said the same thing.
Which is, Florida's having a breaking out right now, which is a mess. So that's a mess, too. But it's interesting, you know, watching New York and New Jersey right now, they put bans on people. People can't travel there from others. If you're having it, like, Texas is a mess. They have Arizona, they're having these big outbreaks, right, of COVID. So they are not allowing, because think of how hard New York and New Jersey in March and April lost so many people.
Oh, yeah.
They got hit hard. So they're not screwing around because they've got everything in place now with tracing and whatnot. I was listening to the governor. It was interesting last night of New Jersey say.
And they're saying that if you do travel to one of those states, you have to self-quarantine. They're asking you to self-quarantine if you travel to a state that's a hotspot. So.
Which I get because you've worked so hard to fix your state.
You got one guy
comes from Texas. He's got to come.
Had to go visit the Alamo. Come back to New York. All right. So the Democratic National Convention, it will happen in Milwaukee. However, it will be scaled back in the Wisconsin Center and virtually for the most part. So not a lot of people coming to Wisconsin for that.
When is that?
It's in July, next month, middle of July.
Yeah, like it's the 25th already, people.
I know. Holy crap. Woo. Holy crap.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Are you there now?
Okay. I'm here. You hear me? Good. Yeah. Okay. Woo. It was a freak accident. I'm not even kidding when I tried to talk to you earlier. The microphone fell off.
You are a freak.
Anyway, that's true. So freak accidents are pretty normal with me. Okay, so Billie Eilish has basically gone in and unfollowed everyone on her Instagram account.
And her Twitter, too. Both.
Yeah. Both. She has 64 million followers. Uh-huh. And that's a lot.
Yeah.
And so she went in, she unfollowed everyone. People, of course, noticed.
That's an undertaking, too.
Yeah. Oh, unfollowing. Yeah. And so then they talked about an Instagram story that Billie Eilish had posted that said, if I am following your abuser, DM me and I will unfollow them. I support you. So something must have happened. And Riggs, you and I talked about this off the air when I said I was unfollowing people on Instagram and stuff. Because if you don't know who you're following, the odds that you could be following some random not good person is high, right? So Billie Eilish, who knows? I don't know who she was talking about, but it does represent her. If somebody who maybe has been in an abusive relationship goes and it's like, well, why is Billie following that dude that did XYZ and Billie doesn't know, right? And
then
they have to message Billie and she's like, well, I'm not going to follow that guy. Again, this is, I'm trying to explain how this all comes together when you don't know who you're following and how it reflects on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a person. So she unfollowed everyone, but she also deleted that story that said, if I'm following your abuser, DM me. Maybe she got too many DMs and she was like, oh God, forget it. You know, like, maybe that's what it was. She just unfollowed everyone after that and said, screw it.
Yeah.
I can't go. Because anyone could DM somebody and say, I could be like, Riggs Radio is a bad guy. Unfollow him. You know, you don't even know if you don't know the people.
That's true. Riggs Radio is a bad guy. Unfollow him on Twitter. Unfollow me on Twitter and Instagram.
You know, it's like, so Billie Eilish, I get it. It's a lot less stressful when you're not following people. Control your feed.
But doesn't that make her feed really boring? It's just her stuff then.
But that's why she can still go in and creep on hashtags and people. It's not like you need. I follow some hashtags that would keep my feed going.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even need to follow people.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, look. And she's there to use it for her job.
Yeah.
Well, and her tour's been postponed. So Billie Eilish still has 64 million followers, but unfollowed everyone.
Following zero, though. Zero. I was beside myself yesterday, Allie. Beside myself.
Why?
Out in public with my wife and our dog. We saw someone out in public doing this, and I've never really seen it. I mean, I've seen it sometimes in public when it's warranted, but now it just didn't make much sense at all.
Well, you said you thought about doing a citizen's arrest, which had me dying off the air because those people crack me up.
I did. I wasn't quite sure what to do. So we go and we walk around Forest Park Middle School in Franklin because it's not being used. It's just a huge open area. There's a parking lot. It's a middle school. It's huge. No one's ever there. So we take our dog and we just walk laps around the school. Mm-hmm. Very chill. There's a basketball court. Sometimes there's people shooting baskets, but
it's where you go to walk. I get it.
Very open, yes. And sometimes there's other dogs there, and we walk our dog on a leash. And sometimes if there's nobody around, and we check, there's nobody around, we'll let Samson off his leash just to kind of sniff around and play with his ball. But if we see another dog, I'm like, oh, time to go on the leash. We see other people, time to go on the leash.
Right. You only unleash him in like a really private area. I get it. If you trust him, yeah.
And we do. So yesterday we're walking around and we see another dog when we're pulling in that's off leash. And I'm like, oh boy, I hope that guy puts his dog on a leash because he's got two kids. So not only does he have a dog without a leash, he's got two kids without a leash too.
Oh,
so
God.
His
sounds
whole
like
family,
a nightmare.
His whole family.
As someone
just,
who has a dog and two kids, it sounds like a nightmare.
His whole family's just running amok, this guy. His children are running ahead, the dog's running ahead, and he's just going about his business. So we start walking behind the school, and I'm thinking, certainly this man will put his dog on a leash. Certainly. No. Because his dog, Scrappy, starts running over, and I hear, Scrappy! No! Scrappy, come back! Shouting at his dog. Shouting, and I'm like, here comes Scrappy running over towards us.
What kind of dog is this? I need to be able to picture it. What does he have?
Have you ever seen the movie Up?
Yes, time ago.
You know the goofy dog, Doug? He looks like a corgi.
No, it's been too long now.
All right, he looks like if your
dog,
Bella.
Just give me a
type
of dog.
If your dog,
A big
Bella,
dog, a little dog.
It's hard to explain. Let me explain it. He looked kind of like a corgi, like a black corgi, like a black lab and a corgi mix. It was a very strange looking dog, but cute, adorable.
So medium size.
Medium size, a little bit smaller than Samson. My dog's about 60 pounds. He's a dingo. This was like a corgi lab type dog. Runs up. Luckily, the dog is very friendly. Because I'm like, is he friendly? And I'm like, at this point, the dog's coming up. They're going to meet us. We're going to have an encounter with this guy, whether we like it or not, because he's taken his dog off the leash irresponsibly, I feel like. Was that irresponsible for him to just leave his dog off the leash the whole time, you think?
Yeah, no. He shouldn't have had a dog. That's like, I don't know. That's like dog like owner 101. You don't let him off the leash unless you're at an off-leash dog park or somewhere where nobody's around.
Yes. But he's...
yeah, it's a little weird.
He saw that we had a dog when we pulled up, and he just let his dog off the leash, and we had an encounter. Nice guy. The kids were nice. The dogs interacted. But still, it was an unwanted interaction that I wasn't prepared for, and I thought it was... Mm-hmm. It felt really irresponsible as another dog owner to not be aware of what was going on. And maybe it's because he had kids, and they'll be like, well, he was a dad.
Well, yeah, because when you have kids, everything else takes a back seat. Or he just does it all the time and thought, well, my dog's not going to mess with anyone, so who cares if my dog's off leash, etc.
His dog did mess with us off the leash. So we were following the rules. This guy was not. And I was like, can I make a citizen's arrest on this? Can I call someone?
No, because citizen's arrests are stupid. First of all, they crack me up. I don't know who these people are that think they get to. It's like when I see the guys who killed Ahmaud Arbery, those are the types of tools I picture trying to make citizen's arrests. They're just idiots, right? Yeah. So no citizen's arrest for you, okay?
Yeah.
However, I almost want to spin it back on you and go, you're all wrong. Because you're not supposed to be on that school anyway.
Why
using
not?
It with your... Is that I pay, open my, to walk?
Yeah, my tax dollars paid for that school.
Oh, okay.
They did. It's an open school. Nobody's around there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, go
to the damn dog park and what's your problem? You're like, but we're at the school. I'm like, well, you're both at a place where you're... Is it really cut out for dog running anyway? It's like a school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're
going to
poop everywhere.
Lot.
My kids come back with poop on their shoes. Thanks for nothing, Riggs.
Right. No, I pick up after my dog. I'm responsible. I put my dog on a leash. I'm a responsible dog owner. This guy was not so much. I don't know
what to do. People can text us.
You can call or text 414-799-1037. Call or text. We can read them next. Wow, lots of opinions on this. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So yesterday I was walking my dog at Forest Park Middle School, which is just an empty school now. Nobody's using it. And we were walking him just around the premises. And somebody texted in to 414-799-1037. Yeah, empty.
Or you mean empty because of COVID?
Both.
Oh, like, do they have school there normally?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh,
when school's
okay.
in session, yeah. Somebody texted and they said, schools are private property. You're not supposed to be walking your dog there. Well, you're also supposed to use the correct form of your if you're going to tell me that, but thank you. So apparently.
That's a nice way to deflect from the rules, Riggs, but okay.
It is, but if you're going
to
tell me.
Riggs wants to talk about your grammar instead of the actual
you're
rules.
Right, I
that's
do.
The way he is doing it right now.
Someone else said, I agree with
that
Riggs.
That was
you
what I
always...
worried about was, are you even supposed to be on the school grounds? I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, it's not a problem. We clean up after our dog. It's
they
an empty
just
area.
Said it's private, not public.
One person texted that. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Did you look it up or did you just say they're stupid because they told you you're wrong?
I said they're stupid because they told me I'm wrong. Good morning, Holly. Holly, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What do you have to say about this? Dogs off leash.
I kind of do the same thing as you. So the high school that I went to, when I was going there, I would always see people walking their dogs. And I asked my principal, I said, how is this, you know, is this a thing? He said, well, we're a public school and it's public land. So as long as no one's, like, disturbing the students or anything, people are feel free to use our, you know, open property and everything.
Yeah.
So when quarantine happened, all the dog parks they usually go to were closed. So I started going there.
Yeah.
We have a big track, big open fields. You know, we have to stop the private football field, but everything else was fair game. And, you know, my dog, I've trained her very well. She stays close to me. If something happens, I call her back. She recalls just fine. And there was someone else with two German Shepherds. Now, I have a lab mix. She's about 65 pounds, so I'm a little bit on the smaller side.
Yeah.
But these Shepherds came running over, and, you know,
okay.
My dog's kind of wary about other dogs. So she sees them, and I kind of call her back, and she comes over, and they still kept running. And I kind of looked at the owner to see what he was going to do. And he was just on his phone, on a phone call.
Oh, he wasn't even paying attention to his dogs?
He wasn't even. They were just running because they were playing with each other. And then they saw her and they started coming over.
So then what happened? Wait, so then what happened?
So I kind of redirected her. So we were going to walk and leave the field. And they kept chasing. And, you know, they were barking. And all of a sudden I went, you know, sir, can you recall your dogs? And he kind of looked at me and he's like, what's going on? And, like...
He was oblivious.
Yeah.
At this point, and I'm like, you know, sir, my dog, because I know my dog, she can be really sweet, but the minute she feels uncomfortable, she will bite. Because
yeah.
She gets scared. So I'm like, I don't want to have to deal with this because I know she's going to bite your dog.
Well, Holly, I thought the same thing because my dog, Samson, he's normally very chill around other dogs, but he's been known to kind of, he gets very aggressive when he plays and he kind of bites and nips at other dogs. And I don't know how this dog's going to react to my dog. So when I see a dog off leash running towards my dog on a leash, I'm now helpless because I don't know this dog's name. I can't control this dog.
See,
is it coming
I feel
after
like
me?
You guys are stating the common sense for dog owners that this people just don't get, which
yes.
is like keep your dog on a leash if there's other dogs around.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, how about when your neighbors, they texted this in, how about when your neighbors leave their dog outside unleashed and unattended? Your neighbor, yeah, I don't know. That would,
yeah.
I don't.
I do that with my dog, but we have an invisible fence that our dog respects and he doesn't leave our yard. And that's known in our
yard.
He
gets shocked. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why he does. He respects it. No, he gets shocked.
Hey, it's called a correction, not a shock.
Call it what it is. Oh, Lord.
Well, Holly, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. I'm glad I know I'm not the only one with that.
Have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Someone said every day when I drop my son off at daycare, there's a man walking his dog and lets him poop on the sidewalk. He doesn't ever clean it up. That's another thing.
Oh, that's weird.
This seems like dog ownership 101. Like, keep your dog on a leash if there's other dogs around. And pick up after your dog. Jeez, come on, people. What is this? We're talking to children again? We have to teach you to wash your hands, too? Come on.
Yes, you do.
I know.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, all you friends, lovers, good news. There's lots to talk about today between Matthew Perry and Jennifer Aniston. They both have separate friend stories trending today. Let me tell you the funny one first. So Matthew Perry decided to take note of David Beckham's Instagram because David Beckham posted a picture of him and Victoria Beckham out on their daily walk.
Yeah.
And he's got a friend shirt on. In the walk that he posted, David Beckham does.
Yeah.
And it's the shirt of the famous Friends scene where Chandler and Joey, this was in 1996.
God.
Were the one where no one's ready.
Uh-huh.
It was that episode. So it's that scene. And so, of course, Matthew Perry sees David Beckham's post with the Friends shirt with him in it. And he writes, this guy has really good taste, whoever that is. This is what Matthew Perry writes under the the shirt.
Yeah.
And then David and Victoria Beckham's 15-year-old son, Cruz, writes on there, guess who bought him the shirt? So then, you know, and then of course, David Beckham wrote back with the line from the episode saying, yes, Cruz Beckham got me the shirt, but could I be wearing any more clothes, Matthew Perry? Which is like the famous line.
Yeah.
So they did that. That was funny. People got a kick out of that, that David Beckham's wearing that scene and Matthew Perry's jumping in for it. And then Jennifer Aniston also talking about how hard it was to break out of that role as Rachel. And she said she was convinced for a while she would never get any other roles in Hollywood because that's all people could see her as was Rachel.
Yeah, she was
on
typecast. It's just she had the Rachel haircut. That's all everybody knew her as that. Mm-hmm. It's always
But she
tough.
Said then she got casted in The Good Girl, which was a big change.
Yeah.
And she said that was her chance and she broke free and here she is. She said, but doing something like The Morning Show, which is what she's on now.
Have you finished watching that,
show.
By the way?
No, I haven't. It's so, so good. I haven't.
So good.
All I can think about when I watch it is Matt Lauer, dude.
I know.
Because, you know, that's all I think about, even though they aren't saying it's based on him. It's so obviously loosely based
yes.
on it. You know what I mean? I can't stop watching. And then I see her and all I picture is Savannah Guthrie.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, get out of it. It's not necessarily Savannah. It could be bits and pieces, but I can't get out of it now. You know, I see them. So The Morning Show is a good show
it
if you have
great.
That.
It's on Apple TV.
Put it on
Plus.
Apple TV.
Apple TV Plus, yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, I have that. So.
Yeah. Go finish it so we can gossip about it, please.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Today is Throwback Thursday, so our Nintendo tune for this Amazon Echo Dot also has a throwback theme to it. All week long, we've been playing a Nintendo version of a song that you've heard before. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is name the Nintendo tune, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about as soon as I play it. So, what song is this? Either title or artist. It's an older throwback song. You've probably heard this song and sang it in a bar before. Here it is. Check it out. You know it? Yeah.
Oh, I know it because.
What?
While it's much older.
Yep.
No, I'm not giving any hints. Screw that. No, I'm stopping.
Stop. What's the Nintendo tune? 414-799-1037. Start with caller number 10. Huh? What song is it? 414-799-1037. Correct answer. We'll hook you up with an Amazon Echo Dot. And
I saw those guys at Summerfest.
Did you?
Just hit me.
There you go. Hey. Hold on.
Smoke every day.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Tiffany is in Sheboygan this morning. You're calling number 10, Tiffany. You're guessing the Nintendo tune for an Amazon Echo Dot. Do you have one of these at home, a smart speaker?
No, I do not.
So this will be your first.
Ooh, girl.
So, Tiffany, name this Nintendo tune. Do you know who it is?
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Ah, yes. Look at you. Well done.
Yes, girl.
Congratulations. Let me find the regular version.
I honestly, Riggs, and I can tell her this too. I don't know if it was at Summerfest or they were just playing at the amphitheater, one of those. I hadn't had kids yet. I wasn't married. I was in my 20s. And I was making out with some dude in the bleachers, dude.
Hell yeah.
And, like, I mean, I knew him. I was on a date. It wasn't like a random.
It wasn't like, I love this song. Come here and make out with me.
But then I came into work the next day and all our damn listeners kept calling and telling everybody about it. I was you know, can a girl be in the stands at Journey and make out with somebody without you bugging
me? She cannot, no. Not when you're Allie, no. Tiffany, congratulations. Yes, it was Journey. Don't Stop Believing. Congratulations. Amazon Echo Dot, it's all yours.
And you can listen online anytime, girl. You can listen to us. You can just say, hey, Alexa, play 103.7, KISS FM Milwaukee, and boom.
I wish we could play this on, but our boss would murder us probably. We started playing.
No, it's just, you've already played 3/4 of it.
Yeah, I know. Well, hang on the phone, Tiffany. We got to get your information and hook you up with this Amazon Echo Dot, all right?
Okay.
Don't you go anywhere. Another chance to win tomorrow morning at 8:30 on 103.7 KISS FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this story caused a lot of drama on the internet, and it's not surprising because it's just such a screwed up story. If you missed it, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. There was this family on YouTube. They were famous. They had become famous YouTube stars. Mika Stauffer and James Stauffer. How the hell you say their names? Who cares? Anyway, they had gotten all these followers because they had adopted a son who was 4 years old. He is 4 years old, Huxley. But they already had three kids of their own. And when they adopted Huxley internationally, they brought him over. They said, we knew that, you know, because that's the thing. One of our friends told us with international adoptions, a lot of the time you accept any issues. You're just going, okay, if this kid has problems, like, we'll accept it. You sign off, whatever.
Yeah.
So they get back and they realize he has more issues than they thought. He's autistic. A lot of stuff parents deal with these days. So they, in the middle of all of this, trying to give this child a home, as they've adopted him now, they have another baby.
On their own.
On their own. So now they've got four. They've got four kids, right? And so you're like, oh boy. So four kids and your adopted kid that you're already struggling with, yet you had another baby a year. It makes no sense why they had one a year after. I mean, they got this kid. It's just stupid. So they decide that the kid cannot live with them anymore because they cannot handle his needs and they feel awful, according to them. The internet blows up and it's like, you don't just give a kid back.
No, this is not it's not adopting a dog. Like, oh, well, he's badly behaved. Let's take him back to the Humane Society.
And guess what? She said, and now she's saying, because this is the new statement she's releasing, we were naive. I really hope I can tell more of my story. We were just naive to the care he needed, and we thought we could do it, and we can't, and it's heartbreaking, but he's in a better home now. But you and I talked about this. It's like a birth child. It's like if your birth child had the exact same problems, you just...
Well, how many parents have a child that has disabilities or Down syndrome or autism or cancer?
And guess what? She has that I don't have. So I have, you know, my kids are highly functioning. But they have ADHD. A perfect example is that you have this woman with a ton of money now. This family from their YouTube stardom. So they have money, which then buys you resources that parents don't have a lot of the times. People to come help you. Experts. Don't even tell me with a ton of money you couldn't figure it out. That pisses me off as a mom. Well, because I get mentally and emotionally and stuff. But my point is, Riggs, even with... I'm not saying your problems go away with money, but I'm saying you have more access to your own your own counseling, the kids' counseling, all the things to put in place. Okay. So screw you, lady. That's where I'm at with that, dude.
I don't need to say anything else. There you go. Have you been reading about how everybody's setting off fireworks? Like, it's been going off for the last month. I saw first it was happening in, like, California. And I was like, whatever, it's California. It's not here.
You're like, not our problem.
Not my problem. But then I was seeing news stories about how it was happening here in Wisconsin, like in Milwaukee. And I was like, that's downtown Milwaukee. I haven't heard anything. And then...
Oh, it's happening, like, in the city.
Yeah, like, last night, though, I started...
Because I always expect it out in, like, no man's land, people shooting them off, but
now they're saying it's happening in the city, and I started hearing it last night. There were a whole bunch of fireworks being shot off in Franklin, and I was like, are now people setting off fireworks out here? It's we're not even 4th of July is next weekend, right?
Right. Are people just bored and they went and bought them so they want to shoot them off because they have them?
I have no idea.
Or is it like a hobby where you go buy stuff and you don't want to wait to use it?
I have questions. I have questions. The same questions you are. Are people trying to make a statement like they're not going to have a big fireworks display? I'm going to do my own. Is this happening by your house?
Oh, you think people are mad?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
I think they're bored, honestly.
That's a big part of it.
I think they're bored and they bought them and they want to shoot them off. I don't know.
Because for the first time, I'm starting to see, I've never seen fireworks commercials for like phantom fireworks, but now I'm starting to see some of those popping up. So I know that people are out there buying
them. There's only so many businesses bumping, and that's one of them right now, fireworks, man.
Absolutely.
So I don't get them for cashing in.
No, but is this happening a lot by you? Have you noticed it happening?
See, Riggs,
maybe?
I hear church festivals, and like, I really, I mean, I haven't heard one recently, I'll be fair. Some of them aren't going going on, but I do. I mean, I can remember in the summers hearing them, but
yeah,
no, not lately.
No, like when I lived downtown 8 years ago.
That was the life.
Yeah, you would always hear them because they had fireworks for every festival, every weekend, every festival, Summerfest, almost every night. It was a normal occurrence.
It was normal to hear them at night when around 10 o'clock. You just dealt with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm curious if people are also hearing a lot of fireworks around where they live, or maybe you're one of the people that are setting them off and you want to defend yourself.
We're not going to out you. We don't care unless you burn something down. Otherwise, we're not going to out you. Just call us and tell us what you're doing and why you're doing it. We want to know.
Fireworks. Is it a problem? Is it happening around you? Maybe you're setting them off. Text or call 414-799-1037. We have questions. We've been hearing things. We want to know what's up. At least I do. Fireworks. Been being shot off in the city. And around the country, really, lately. Like, as over the last couple weeks. Like, almost every night, it feels like fireworks.
Right.
And I just started hearing them in Franklin last night. Someone was going off. And I was like, come on. Really? Mm-hmm. Fireworks? So what's the deal? 414-799-1037. Somebody called, and they said, yo, I'm up in Sheboygan. They've been shooting off fireworks every night for the last week around 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm also eager to know why.
Just like people? Someone just like neighbors or people around them, yeah.
Yeah, that's DJ in Sheboygan wanted to know. So we've got people on the phone, 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. Hey, Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
You were calling about fireworks?
Yeah, I live in South Milwaukee.
Okay.
And in the suburbs. We got neighbors everywhere. We're a big fireworks family. My husband loves last day of school fireworks, first day of school fireworks, birthday fireworks.
He finds a reason. That's hysterical.
He's a pyro. It's great.
Yeah. So actually in our neighborhood, we have some family that lives a couple blocks away. So it ends up being a little bit of a competition, like who's got the biggest and loudest or best. So we'll light off one. The neighbors down the street will light off one. You know, it just kind of goes around. Like we pause in between, see if the cops are going to show up.
Oh my God. Do you guys like text each other like, okay, that was me, Steve. Now it's your go, Cindy. Like, is it like that?
Yeah.
No, it's just totally random. If, you know, if somebody's got one, then we just kind of, we light one off. We wait a few minutes, see if anybody else is going to do anything in response. And it just, you know, and we keep it mellow.
This is a whose package is bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's literally like, I'll show you.
And Renee, this is a year-round thing, so it could be like August and you'll set off fireworks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
So if you're, my husband is upset. He's huge 4th of July. He's really upset all the fireworks stuff is canceled. So he's made it known he wants to go bigger and better than ever. But,
oh, God. He needs an excuse. It sounds like he does it all year. What is he talking about?
By the way, there are still a lot of fireworks displays happening outside Milwaukee County. Yeah. You can go to 1037kissfm.com. We've got a full list of them up there. So there are still some going on. Like, I think Ozaukee, Washington County, they're all doing them. So.
And everything they have said is being outside is okay, you know.
Yeah.
It's keep away.
Thanks
know?
For calling,
so
Renee.
That's totally doable.
No problem. Thank you.
So that's what's happening on the south side with Renee. Yeah. They're just regular fireworks junkies over there.
Oh, I thought she was in Sheboygan. That's funny. Either way, I think it's hysterical that neighbors have these,
Yeah.
Well, my fireworks
check
better
out mine
than yours.
Slinging them around. Dwight, good morning. Dwight.
Morning. Yeah. How are you guys today?
Fantastic.
Good.
Are you setting off fireworks? Are you one of the people setting them off, or do you know what's going on?
Oh, I'm definitely one of the people setting them off.
Okay. So why?
Tell us more.
What's been going on over the past couple of weeks? Why are you doing it?
Yeah. Well, it's a year-round thing for me. I love fireworks. I love explosions. The kids love it. It's just one of those things. And then you set them off. The neighbors set them off. The next people set them off, and you keep going. And it's just... It's just a year-round celebration.
Wait a second, though. Did somebody as a child do a lot of... Like, is this something in your childhood that was learned? Did a parent do it all the time? I'm so curious.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I grew up with it. So, to me, I mean, well, you grew up with the safety. I mean, you know the precautions, what to take. It's not like we're doing anything dangerous. It's not like we're having kids going up and do it.
That's adults.
But it's just fun.
Well, I'm wondering because somebody texted into 414-799-1037. They said, I live in West Dallas. I've been hearing fireworks every night for the past 2 weeks. It's annoying because I get up early and go to bed at 9 o'clock. Do you have people that are not okay with it that come and say, hey, Dwight, knock it off. I'm trying to sleep. We got kids. We got dogs.
Yeah, I try to keep in before 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, there's a, you know, we're not going to let anything off past that time.
10 o'clock?
Yeah, that's late.
Dwight, my kid's going to bed at 8, brother. Come on. Yeah. You're the guy I'd be yelling at.
You wake up super early.
I mean, I know that's stupid early, but I get up at 5 in fairness, so I make them go to bed early.
Yeah. By the way, Dwight, I don't have kids, so I'm okay with that. So
Riggs doesn't care. Shoot him off till midnight.
It's dark outside. You get to
Oh, yeah, I forgot you have to wait till it's dark.
Yeah.
You're fair enough, Dwight. You have to wait till 9.
All right.
You have to wait until
you're right.
To let them off.
You do, yes. Stupid daylight saving time. All right,
yeah,
Dwight.
Oh, I love it. All right, keep it light all day.
So it's just it's a hobby for Dwight, too. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you listening this morning.
I had to ask about his childhood because, like, I grew up not seeing that. And so I don't even know how to shoot a firework off. You'd have to grow up with a family that was into it, you know?
Ricardo's on the phone. Good morning, Ricardo. What do you think?
Hi. I know it's not obviously the case everywhere, but I had seen last night that there's some places with the protests going on that it's actually the police setting them off late at night.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to, like, be something that causes anxiety and sleep deprivation and all the people protesting.
Oh, okay. Where did you hear this at? Was this something
you
read online?
Find this? Yeah. Where'd you read this at?
I read this on Twitter from some people had gone off about, like, nightly fireworks in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So you just surmise it's happening here? You put it together? That's your opinion of what's happening?
I mean, I know it's not obviously all of the people doing fireworks. Like, I know the people that were just on before me are just people doing fireworks. I know some of it is.
Yeah. What? Well, thanks for calling, Ricardo. Appreciate you listening this morning. Someone else texted into the same number, 414-799-1037. The fireworks in South Milwaukee have been every night for weeks. It's the mortars that are bad. My dad is an 83-year-old war vet with dementia and PTSD, so that kind of triggers him a little bit, which you don't think about it for them and for pets.
Well, nobody thinks about anything. Nobody thinks about anything but their self with
everything. From everybody that's calling in, they're just thinking about their neighbors and who has the bigger fireworks. It's just a challenge, a competition. You can still text or call the 414-799-1037. It's not even the 4th of July yet. Settle down, everyone.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Yeah.
All right, so she unfollowed everyone. She is not in the mood, people. I'm talking about Billie Eilish, who has, what, 46 million followers or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, got on Instagram, you said, and Twitter, and unfollowed everyone down to zero. There was still showing that she was following one person, but it was a glitch.
Yeah.
You would click on it, and nobody was there. Now, it all started when Billie Eilish got online and said, hey, if I'm following your abuser, DM me, because I stand with you.
Yeah.
So, again, this is kind of what I said about when you're following people blindly on social and you're a celebrity like Billie Eilish, people represent you by what you follow. Like, it matters.
Yeah.
So if she's following some guy she doesn't know is whatever, got some history, then somebody might look at her and go, oh, you support that man, huh? That man that that abused his wife and da-da-da-da, right? Who knows? I'm just giving you hypotheticals here. So she had said, if I'm following your abuser, DM me and I will unfollow them. I stand with you.
Yeah.
Well, then the next thing you know, she deleted that and deleted everyone. So I don't know if she got too many messages and went, this is a waste of my time. I'm just not going to follow anyone, or I can't verify half of these stories. Because I said this earlier, I could send her a DM and go, Riggs is a total jerk. You know what I mean? Like, anybody could send that.
Yep.
You know? So then how would you verify who was? It just would become a mess. So I get why she deleted it and then unfollowed everyone.
Unfollow everybody is what
then
she did.
Then you don't
right
have
there.
Any issues. You don't have to answer any questions to why you're following someone who maybe you shouldn't be. You know, that you it cuts all questions out.
So 4.5 million followers on Twitter, following zero. And then what, 65 million?
What did I say, 46? Oh my God, I said 46 million? Yeah. I meant 4.6.
Yes.
Oh, I just said 46 million. Jesus, yeah. I didn't mean that.
I thought you meant her Instagram. 4. Her Instagram, 6. She has 64.8 million on Instagram. So.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
So I'm not crazy.
It's a lot, yeah.
Wait a second. Do you see what I just did?
What did you
do? I changed the numbers, and then you had me, it's 64, and I said 46, and then made me question everything.
I know. It's okay.
Did
you take your meds this morning? You okay?
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with me not knowing how many followers Billie Eilish has. I mean, come on.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie.
Dude, I got to tell you, though, what happened last night. This is great. I love summer. I really do. I know it sucks right now with everything going on, but man, with everything getting canceled and whatnot. But
yeah,
what do I have at night when my kids are gone? Me and my patio watching those birds in my yard like I'm 100. I have a bird's nest. They're about to fly away. I've been watching it every day and updating on social. But
are you going
to
cry when they finally fly away?
Probably. My nanny made fun of me. My nanny said I'm a freak.
You
she goes,
freak.
You're so worried about them like they're people. I go, well, I don't want them to die. And she's like, stop worrying about them. Chill out. They're birds.
Yes. There's plenty of them.
Anyway, so I'm sitting outside alone, just enjoying the nice weather last night, but I can hear my neighbors behind me because everyone's got fences, but you can still hear them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I can hear, it sounded like maybe 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
And I peeked over. They're like sitting around a table in the backyard and they're clearly just having a little get together.
You peeked over?
But I can hear, of course, when they were, but it was far enough away. But then I could sit there and listen, and there was one chick who was really loud, like me, Riggs.
Yeah.
So every time she talked, I could hear her. And I was like, and she was funny though. Like, she was way funnier than I am. So she's like, would say something and then she'd cackle and I'd start giggling, you know, and then she'd say something. So they're sitting there and I could hear them talking, but not specific, just some chatter.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, I hear the loud lady go, because when the bones are good, the rest don't matter. And I just lost it. And then she starts cracking up because I know she's referencing a song we play.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter.
Oh, the Maren Morris song.
So she says that as loud as she can. Because when the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Ha, ha, ha. And she's dying, right? Quoting songs.
Yeah.
And I'm dying because we're on the radio and we love music. So I'm hearing her quote songs and I'm losing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this what my summer's going to be? Me listening to my neighbors.
Probably.
As they sit there and have conversations.
Well, this is
and
your.
Quote things like a Maren Morris song to make a joke. I mean, I was just so entertained.
Well, this is your new thing now. You're not going out with friends. You're not doing the normal patio parties with friends. You would normally be
I've seen a couple.
You might even be dating right now.
Friends.
You might even be dating somebody or going out to someone else's house.
I might have been.
Yeah.
I might have been.
So now you are relinquished to your backyard where you're just listening and eavesdropping on other people's conversations.
Right.
Which, by the way,
great.
I was 10 years old when I realized those were the words to that song. I was singing it wrong so long. I promise you.
I love that song
so
much.
I do too. It's a great song, but I thought she was saying.
You know what? When you play it,
when the bones are good, the breasts don't matter. I thought it was a song about chicken.
Shut up. You did not.
I promise you I did.
Will you play it for me?
The whole song?
I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Why not? I should have asked you that before we went on the air.
Yeah, I guess I can.
Since I have no control here.
Let me check the rules really quick. Is it coming up at all?
I don't know.
How
can we talk about it, not play it? It's so good.
All right, fine. We'll
but
play
I
right
just
now.
I love it when people quote songs out of nowhere in convos. It makes me laugh.
When the bones are good.
It made my night. It made me smile. That was all I needed.
When the bones are good, the breasts don't matter.
Stop it!
What? Those aren't
the
words?
It's a great song, dude.
I know. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 11:53. You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Allie, I'm getting ready to go save a life right now. Maybe even three lives. I'm going to go donate.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to donate blood for the American Red Cross. And
I want to hear all this tomorrow. Go ahead. And
along with my blood donation, not only am I saving someone's life, I'm also getting a COVID-19 antibody test. So I'll be able to tell from my blood if I've been in contact with or had coronavirus.
Dude,
I'm interested.
How many days till we get the results?
7 days, I said. Seven
days. Oh, my gosh.
And I get an Amazon gift card, too.
And you get a gift card?
And
dude.
I get cookies.
Dude, when you get
like
blood, they give it to you, man. They give you the business. It's great.
Which
and
is
I
nice.
Haven't given blood in a long time because I can't for many reasons now, but I've received blood in the hospital. And good for you, Riggs. You're saving lives.
Well, if you ever.
And it's super easy.
Yeah.
Super easy.
I'm a little nervous.
I didn't realize how much people got freaked out about it.
I've been hydrating all morning. So much
you're
hydration.
Acting like you're running a marathon.
I
like
know.
It's literally going to be feel like you'll come out and go, that was anticlimactic.
It's going to be 8 minutes of me sitting there and going, oh, that's it? That's it? Really? All right. What did you learn on the show this morning?
You'll be fine. Yeah. I can't wait to hear about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. When are you going to talk about that tomorrow?
Same time I did yesterday, so around in the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow. So.
Okay, good.
Did you learn something on the show this morning? I learned something about you.
Okay.
I learned that Allie is an eavesdropper. Her new hobby is eavesdropping on her neighbors that are yelling song lyrics at the top of their lungs.
Today. You knew I was nosy. Come on.
I know, but you admitted it publicly today on a public forum. So I learned that you have no shame about it at all. That's great.
No,
that's great. Good for you.
I also hear my neighbors fighting, if you'd like me to tell those stories sometimes.
Please.
Because those are entertaining.
Please. I'd love to hear
something
those.
Something like them screaming and then somebody coming out of the house with a glass of wine down the driveway. Did you hear us fighting?
We did. Every word. It was hilarious. Hilarious.
Oh, man. So, I learned on the show today that Riggs got really uncomfortable because he takes his dog, Samson, out to walk, and they were at a school in Franklin, and another person showed up without their dog on a leash, and you had a panic attack. Like, hello, doesn't everyone know with a dog you leash it if there's another one around?
Yeah, thank God. The dog was nice, but it started running towards us, and he's like, hey! It starts yelling
at
his
dog. And your dog is a spoiled brat.
He is.
Samson, like, thinks he's a human, and he's the only one, so, like, he'll be like, get away from my dad, yo, in a bark form, right?
Oh, yeah.
But
luckily,
Samson did okay.
He did all right, and we had a nice conversation with the dad. Samson was even good with the kids, and he's normally not good with kids.
I have a theory.
The kids were with the dog was your theory, which is a great theory.
I said to Riggs, I said, when you have problems with your dog with kids, is there another dog around?
The answer was
no. And I said, well, that explains it. Samson saw kids with another dog and went, oh, that's their owner. I'm not threatened. They're not threatened. Okay, let's play.
That's not just a random tiny human that I don't
versus
know what to do with.
Versus a kid with no dog around, and it's just a threat, right?
Yeah, just a little kid, like running up. That'd freak me out, too. I'm a grown adult.
I don't know.
Adult.
Maybe I'm wrong, but whatever.
I don't know. Kids
now
running up.
Now doing psychology on dogs. Dr. Allie's here, everyone.
I'm sure. You should be a pet. What are those? What is it? A pet psychic?
Like, dude, I would make it up like they all do. They make that crap up.
They
don't know.
He wants more bacon strips. Of course he does. He's a dog.
Yeah, it's like, duh.
Right. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Post Malone. He's a psychic.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.